prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
And now a star is born. On May 22nd, 1970, the world welcomed little baby Naomi Campbell. The future supermodel came to the world at about 7 pounds.
And if you want a great career, you'll have to stay this weight.
Naomi Campbell, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That's round four.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump says he wants to fix America's infrastructure.
You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with.
But a meeting with Democrats to discuss the problem abruptly ended when he walked out.
The president reacting after Speaker Pelosi told reporters on her way to the White House today.
I believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Pelosi making the accusation after huddling with several House Democrats about the possibility of impeachment.
Fox's Tom Graham. New York lawmakers approving legislation that allows President Trump's state tax returns to be released to Congress. The president repeatedly refused to release his returns, saying he's under audit. Red across the board on Wall Street. The Dow closing down 101 points, the Nasdaq losing 35, and the S&P 500 shedding 8. This is Fox News.
Oh, God, the economy sucks. Fox with Brad McDonald right around 5:10. I think the holiday weekend has already started for a lot of people.
I got ketchup and burgers, the buns are in my hand. My chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A 3-day weekend party. The unofficial start of summer, ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits, the beer's on the way, 'cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Hey, check this out. MeTV is bringing back the Three Stooges.
Nice.
It'll be on Saturday at 6 o'clock. The Stooges are running on AMC. They use them as kind of like a film, and they have to... I mean, they've got some of them edited down to like 5 minutes long, so I don't watch those. But for Stooges fans, isn't that wonderful news? I know. Like, I'm looking for anything. Joey's being really helpful today because he found a link on hot pants. You did not live through this era.
No,
But here's a comely blonde wearing a pair of said hot pants.
Yes.
What do you think about those?
I think they're nice. They're not too revealing, but they're suggestive. I like that.
I think there's a Barney episode about what happens to a man when he sees a photograph like this.
Well, I'm just doing this dispassionately for history. I follow Vintage every day, and this is one of the articles they posted today. And
I put the link on Facebook asking for some comments to see if people, A, remember them, B, would you like to see these come back? Because that's what fashions do. They're in, they're out. These, though, have not, to my recollection, made a comeback since they were out in the 70s. They was mid-70s. Well, I was dating my first wife. She used to wear them. But they were so common that you didn't really think much about it.
While hot pants, I'm reading from the article, were briefly a very popular in mainstream fashion the early 70s, by the mid-70s, they had been associated with the sex industry, which contributed to their fall from fashion. However, hot pants continue to be popular as club wear well into the 2010s. Are often worn within the entertainment industry, particularly as a part of cheerleader costumes or for dancers, backup dancers. Interesting.
Well, they were...
Oh, wow. While hot pants were principally marketed to women, men were also targeted. And the term can be described very short men's shorts. Oh, wow. I don't see any pictures of men.
You know where this call is coming from?
Where?
St. Jerome, Quebec, Canada. Who the hell would be calling me from St. Jerome, Quebec? I don't get calls from friends or anybody else, so all I get are these damn robocalls or one of those, the government, should call us immediately because the IRS can take away everything. You're like, I don't know this. I've lived that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly where I stand with them, and I have the gallant Steve Duro to stand between me and them if they get nosy again.
Man, these hot pants are fascinating.
Well, I'm not looking at the pictures you're seeing. You got some good ones there?
Yeah, I mean, they're just lovely.
let's see. Traffic on I-65 North near mile marker 190 is a hellhole, says Mac Bingham.
See, I like this photo because the young girl in it is very attractive. The woman of a certain age, dressed in a very businesslike manner.
Looking very disapproving.
Yes, it's fantastic. In one photo.
Can you post that under my thing on Facebook?
I think so, yeah. I think I can make that work.
That's a great picture. But you know what makes that sad? Let me teach you about how to be sexy.
All right.
Or what is sexy?
Fair enough. That's better.
Now, you notice the woman wearing the hot pants in that photo, but what really makes that a sexy look on her?
Well, I mean, she kind of has it together in the sense she's focused on her own world. She's not looking around.
That's a good BS answer.
There's some confidence there, Greg.
Yes! But you know what makes that look really...
With the pout. There's a pout.
I'm totally. When there's a pout, that's it for me. I am disabled. But what really makes that look? Hold that up for me one more time.
Okay, I was about to post it too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. But I'll post it and you can look at it yourself.
What makes that photo? What that look on that lady? So how does she's got the hot pants? And, but she's wearing a longer coat.
Oh, here's another photo of her.
So she's
same woman.
Yeah. See, it's the jacket that makes that, because the jacket is actually longer.
I like her hat, too, whatever that is, a very large, oversized beret.
Now, a ruffian or a street-type person might say, she looks a bit whorish. That is not the case.
It's what that woman seems to be saying with her eyes.
You know why that lady, the older lady in that picture is saying that? Because she hasn't gotten laid in 20 years. That's why. She is...
Jealous?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why.
All right, then.
Now, if you want to see, is the picture on my thread?
I'm looking for it, how I saved it. Hold on.
Hot pants with coat. Oh, we have one comment already. It was usually paired with the maxi coat. Just that's the look that you've got. One young and one don't look good on either one. There was a reason this outfit stayed out of fashion. I just haven't thought about him in a long, long time. Anybody want to hear Nancy Pelosi?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
We'll get that at the top of the hour with Fox. Put this way in a cover-up. Spit your bit out, Nance, so we can understand what the hell you're saying. Sounds like she's got half a pot roast down her throat when she's talking. I'm kind of debating.
I posted it, I believe.
You know what else was popular in the 70s? And I'm not saying this to be salacious or controversial, but there was a period in the very early 70s where a lot of women went braless and wore outfits that left no doubt.
No, these photos of the hot pants, there are a few that are like that, definitely. There's one in particular. I'll find it for you.
I was around during that time. I was very young. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
obvious. It's pretty awesome. I think it's tasteful.
Well, you know what it was? It was like, I've already told you the stories about the pipe, right? So you go from the pipe.
Oh, the pipe where y'all kept
not a crack pipe. The pipe where
you kept your stash.
Yeah, as a juvenile.
Your nudie magazine.
As a juvenile. Let's be real clear about that.
Right.
You don't hear the BS detector going up there.
Right, no, this is all truth.
And then all of a sudden, along comes this era where women are wearing form-fitting shorts that are short. Mm-hmm. And they're wearing tops with nothing underneath. Mm-hmm. And it was like kind of jarring that it was just there to see and on display that way.
Happy hour, Richard A.
It was a horrible
BS. Have you seen what women wear to say raves these days?
No, what is a rave?
Like electronic dance music festival.
Oh, that's...
Have some fun. Some people might be taking drugs, I mean, but not everybody.
What are they wearing?
Some it's like hot pants, much more revealing than the ones we were seeing from the 70s. Some it's like a thong bikini. Like, people hardly wear anything. Mm-hmm. Some pasties.
Hey, look at the headline. Avenatti charged with stealing from Stormy Daniels. Today, two people that CNN and MSLSD rallied around like they were the future of America. He was going to run for president. He's going to win in 2020. And Stormy Daniels is going to bring down Donald Trump. And now they're bringing down each other. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it glorious?
Well, he can make the money back for her. He'll just do porn.
Papa B.
Wait, that's her.
Hey, Greg, Joey. I got one for you, Greg.
Yes?
Did you ever wear a leisure suit and platform shoes?
You know I did.
You had the big heels. He had the big heels, I believe, Papa B, that had the goldfish in them.
I did not have goldfish in my heels.
Oh, okay.
At least I'm willing to be honest. I wore...
You wore what?
Tell us.
In a way, I wish I still had them. Because I really loved them, because they made me like 6'3".
Yeah.
They were wooden-soled, wooden-heeled, powder blue felt or
powder
something.
Blue. Wow.
Powder blue.
Oh, my goodness.
Platforms. And I had...
Were those with your elephant?
Yeah, with
bells,
the elephant bells. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at, and the opened-up shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Chest hair showing?
Yeah. Now, for some reason, women like bald guys.
That is a thing.
Well, go ahead.
What about the poor guy that just is a born gorilla? It used to be a hit long ago. That used to be considered masculine.
Still is.
Now, I'll leave you with a scary mental image. That's Papa B in a leisure suit and platform shoes. And I also had an afro.
I had one of those, too. But that was that was to fight the Florida humidity. That had nothing to do with wanting. I mean, in fact, it was, you just wash your hair, let it dry, pick it out. And man, yeah. I headed out to here. But then somebody told me, you look like Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter. And that finished me off. I couldn't wait to get it cut.
Yes, Lord. I was trying to get all of the pictures from my friends had of me in that kind of get up, but I'm afraid there's still some out there, and I'd never make it in a run for any kind of political office with those out there.
I don't.
It'd just be too much.
I don't. Thanks for the call, Papa B. I don't know that I have very few pictures left from the 70s for precisely that reason. I only had one leisure suit. That, too, was also powder blue. But for a while, everybody was wearing them. But it wasn't a garish leisure suit. Some of them were pretty ridiculous. You know who used to wear a lot of leisure suits? The lady, Dave Lawrence. He always had a leisure suit on.
Yeah?
That's all he wore.
Did he wear a Rolex, too?
Nah, you couldn't afford a Rolex.
Maybe a knockoff Rolex?
I don't recall. All I know is that in 79, that was kind of like the peak of the leisure suit era. And he had all the pastels you could think of. Avenatti charged with stealing from Stormy Daniels. Isn't it great to watch them all fall on each other's face? I can't wait till they're perp walking Comey and Brennan and all the rest of the treasonous, seditionist bastards. That's what I'm excited about. 418. Back in 1969, we landed a man on the moon. The Jets upset the Colts in the Super Bowl. Woodstock happened. It was a year of amazing things, including the Mets winning the World Series and destroying my October dream on September 24th, 1969, as I walked down a cold, damp side street, knowing that the Cubs were not going to go to the World Series that year. Well, while all that was happening, there was a guy here in Montgomery named Jim McAdam who said, you know what I'm going to do? The Eastern Bypass takes everybody around town, but at some point, the town's going to grow through the bypass area, and it'll be right in the middle of everything. So I'm going to build a big warehouse here, get it done, and I'm going to fill it to the top. It's a huge building. In terms of volume, one of the biggest in Montgomery, with popular styles of flooring, straight from the manufacturers. We'll offer our customers a wholesale price on the flooring they're interested in, and we'll build a team of installers who will do a great job for us. So everything is under our roof. Well, halfway through these last 50 years, Jeff Mallinson came along and has become the image of, and who better, because he's such a great guy and he's so eager for customers to get the deal they want on the flooring they've been dreaming about, and then having it installed by people who are true artisans. 50 years later, it's still going great and it's still making people all over the River Region happy because they haven't tampered with a great idea. Experience it for yourself at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for half a century.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch, working our way through the afternoon traffic, and everything looks pretty good on the boulevard. It's rather busy, but there's only congestion around the intersection, so watch out there. The interstates don't have any issues. We see no problems on 65 or on I-85 at this time. If you're using the 31s, there doesn't seem to be any hang-ups there either. We do see a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. Taylor Road's pretty jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, so watch it in that area. If your pet wants to be outside, Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and keeps them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 334-265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. For those of you thinking about going to Baumhauer's tonight, Eddie Bader, he's going to be there.
Oh, great guy.
And he's going to wear hot pants.
Really?
No.
I was about to say, Eddie, love you, brother, but...
Brother. No, Eddie, I'm just kidding. But you see, Eddie's got a great sense of humor,
He does.
He wouldn't get mad at me for suggesting that.
Did you play that sounder because you had a traffic update or knew I had one?
Well, I mentioned the one on 65 way north.
Is that just got another confirmation of that?
Give us the location again.
It's just north of Prattville, saying it's bumper to bumper on 65 north. The woman who called did not know the exact location of the wreck, but I think she's stuck in it.
All right, keep that in mind. That's north of Prattville. I think the note I got, mile marker 190. At a standstill. And Mac, thank you again for sending that our way. We always appreciate it when you do that. Oftentimes you can get the information faster to us than police authorities and stuff. So never hesitate to let us know, 272-9228. Otherwise, welcome to Wednesday. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Senate approved by a 30-0 vote the general fund budget for fiscal year 2020, starting October 1st. The budget for all non-education state spending sets aside an additional $7 million for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency to hire 50 new state troopers, increases the Department of Corrections budget by $46 million, and includes a 2% cost of living adjustment for state employees. The general fund budget now goes back before the House of Representatives. Plus, lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of lottery proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% to the education budget. And Tech MGM, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's initiative to connect the city's unique technology assets, announced a partnership today with the Air Force business to host a new Air Force software development project that will offer private sector collaboration. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are in for an old-fashioned summer heat wave, even though it is only May. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperatures 69. Tomorrow, we'll tack on a couple of degrees to our high temperature, more sunshine. High temperature up to about 96. That would tie a record. Then on Friday, I think we'll break a record with a high temperature up to about 97. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, upper 90s easy, maybe 100 degrees. We can't rule that out. And I think record highs will be in jeopardy each one of those days, and no rain for the next several days well into next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, soon to be have a campground, an RV resort open down here, and having a good time on Sunday afternoon. Let's jump to that. Every Sunday, we bring you some of the best blues we can find anywhere touring around the country, but this week, we're stepping out a little bit. This band's a little bit more of a rock band, but anybody from New Orleans is going to bring it with a little funk, too, so... It's a funky rock band out of New Orleans. That's Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes. That's right. They'll be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. It's a killer bunch of musicians having a good time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to feed you good, cooking up something on the grill like an amberjack, good old ribeye steaks, hamburgers, cooking up something on the fryer over there like how about some fried shrimp, oyster scallops, or some steamed raw oysters, Rockefellers, steamed snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so think about it. Get down here soon and come hungry. We're looking for you.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's another one for Cocaine Mitch. More regulations.
Every guy with a man bun is blowing clouds of nicotine. Like James Dean, but you're not really a rebel if it tastes like peaches and cream. Smoke made of water, electronic high. Smoke made of water.
Hey, here's something everybody will enjoy. By the way, this is all inspired by Mitch McConnell's desire to pass a law that will raise everything to 21. And to me, it just seems like an enormous waste of time. They're just going to have to try a little harder. They're going to get it anyway. And would you rather have them use a vape pen or an actual cigarette?
Probably a vape pen, if that's the choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's got nicotine in it. But... I don't think it's as destructive as an actual cigarette is. The same MeTV email that told me about the Three Stooges coming to Saturday nights.
Yeah.
I have such a life. I can't watch. Well, no, it doesn't start till next week because I'm throwing out the first pitch Saturday night at the Biscuit game.
You can record it.
I could do that.
Once you get home from Riverwalk Stadium, you can have some lip-diddling fun.
I actually have the entire Stooges box set.
Yeah, you do.
Every single thing they ever did, whether it was Curly or Shemp. And, of course, Larry.
One of us is crazy and it's not you.
Or, yes, even Mo.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
I should have roll called. At 4:31, there's an article here about the secret of Don Knotts' most comedic performances on the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
Now, we could talk about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Could.
And our righteously pissed off president today, but this is kind of interesting to me. Should we look into this? Should we investigate?
Yeah, I think we should.
Scrambling from his Mayberry squad car, boo! Barney finds Andy and Opie at the lake and says, "You'll never guess what happened. Something big." The deputy goes on with his bold proclamations. "Biggest thing that ever happened to Mayberry. Real big. Big, big, big." Andy asks again and again, "Well, what is it?" At last, see, at that point, he should have said, "Big, that's something that's really large, but that's not important." At last, the sheriff makes him say, and that's when Barney gets his first big laugh of the episode, responding to Andy's honest response of only knowing something big with a quip, "Oh, big ain't the word for it." On paper, this joke is funny enough, but in Don Knotts' mouth, the word big doesn't fly out without his eyes illustrating the word, and the lines on Barney's face trace the deputy's yo-yoing moods, alternating between nervous excitement and seemingly sincere dread. In the 60s, Knotts rose as one of the premier comedic actors, thanks in large part to his big performances on The Andy Griffith Show, which is still, by the way, the number one all-time syndicated show. It is currently on four separate channels.
Well, and Turner Broadcasting, like that, those channels, TBS in particular, was Andy Griffith reruns, some old Braves baseball, and wrestling. That was that network for the longest time.
According to director Bruce Bilson, who won an Emmy for his work on Get Smart and served as an assistant on more than 50 episodes of Andy, including the Manhunt episode, there was a secret to pulling the biggest comedic performance out of Don Knotts. He says, "Don was great. He was so funny, and he was a little fragile. I always had a great, great pride in how I scheduled him. Let him have one scene where he'd get warmed up in the morning and then do his big scene. Because if he did his big scene really late in the day, you didn't get as much. And I thought that was really important and that I helped the show in that way." Interesting.
Well, people get tired. That makes sense.
Beyond cracking the code on how Knotts worked, Bilson got his start working in more serious dramas. The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp. The Whirlybirds. God, there's a show I have not... I'm waiting for one of the... There's this guy with a helicopter.
The Whirlybirds.
Yes, and they... I think they tracked down criminals or something. It starred a guy named Kenneth Toby.
That's such a... You know men wrote that show.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what's the premise? This guy's got a helicopter and he catches bad guys.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end of this, it says, if you're a Barney Fife fan, tip your hat to the great Bruce Bilson, who we assume passed the word between all the great directors on the show how to get the very most out of Don Knotts. The show just went to crap when it went to color.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen any color episodes of it.
With the exception of those that feature Howard Sprague. Now, those are funny.
Oh, okay.
Because he's such an amazing nerd. Oh, gee, Andy, the whole fire up a fatty thing. Everybody knew somebody who reminded them of Howard Sprague, too. You know, painfully withdrawn and shy, hoping at some point to have at least a modicum of hipness. But he was just one of those people that couldn't be that. There are episodes, man. If you watch them, you almost wish you were, like, really stoned because they'd be even more bizarre than they already are. There's one where Opie gets all bent out of shape because the school, it's an after-school event, and it turns out it's a dance, and Opie doesn't know how to dance, so he's all wound up about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy says, you've got to learn to do these things, blah, blah, blah.
But then, it's all in the hips.
Then Helen Crump, whose last name belied her true sexiness, Anita Corso, says, I need a male chaperone for this event, all these wild teenagers like Opie. So Andy ends up being a chaperone, and the way it works is Opie's sitting there, you know, against the wall, doing nothing. Helen makes Andy dance. And it was just the weirdest thing to see Andy Griffith trying to dance to rock music.
This is the episode Opie Gets a New Mommy?
No.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That was, maybe that's the episode where Aunt B is introduced.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they never tell you why Opie was, you know, what happened to Mom.
I know. That's weird.
They, because he was
just one of those things, though.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it does happen. Like, for instance, my grandmother, Doreen, She, for the longest time, when she tells her story, her mom died really when she was really young, like two, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's like we have photos, and apparently she was a journalist around New York City. Hmm. But it's weird when some when you're that young and your parents die, it's obviously a hole there. You don't have a mom around, but it's maybe not as traumatic as, you know, a little bit later in life.
That's our topic this afternoon. How do you think Opie's mom died? 272-9220.
Having a good time on Happy Hour.
Cher has announced that she's created a genderless fragrance. What the hell does that mean?
A genderless fragrance. I mean, they've had, asexual fragrances out there before.
I know. I'd like to know what that is.
Just, I guess it's a fragrance men and women or people of all different stripes can wear.
We talked about the hot pants era, the braless era, and all that. How about the musk?
The musk era.
Which brings to mind, even though I know you have kind of like limited television options.
I have a lot of options.
Have you seen the commercial for Sling?
Yes, I have.
And their purposeful ads to...
We're slingers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
instead of swingers. I hate them.
Yeah? Did you go through the swingers era? Ever invited to a swingers party, Greg?
No.
While wearing your platforms and your bells?
I didn't need to be invited to one of those perverted parties.
It's not a matter of need. It's a matter of, oh my God, where have I gone to? I thought this was just going to be a great time.
Now, I do remember there was a huge scandal in Fort Lauderdale when a couple of government officials got caught. I used to drive by this place. It was on Sunrise Boulevard, so I had to drive by it every morning on the way to work and on the way home. And I guess the second floor was a club for that, but they had no license to operate. So they busted the joint, and there were about...
They busted the joint?
Yeah, there was about at least a dozen or more prominent local officials who were participating in this.
All right, Kojak.
What do you mean, Kojak? What does that mean?
Busted the joint. They busted the joint.
Am I becoming an anachronism here?
No, that's just a funny phrase. We busted the joint. They didn't have a license to operate. Well, they were having sex in the closet.
But it didn't get the...
With other people's wives.
It wasn't the sex. It was the alcohol that they didn't have a license to... Whatever.
Okay. Yes, it is.
I'll find out who's on the phone in a second. I want to remind you that all month long, my friends, and they are my friends, Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, decided why limit our biggest sales event to Memorial Weekend? Why not make it a month-long thing? And that's exactly what they've done. From the Signature Pre-Owns, where they've discounted cars like a 2017 certified pre-owned Nissan Murano, which is the top-of-the-line SUV, was $21,998, now $19,828. That makes a big difference in the monthly payments. And these cars, like this one here, they look brand new. Some have the new car smell because the mileage on them is still very, very low. You get the benefit of all those remaining warranty miles, and you can extend that to 100,000 if you'd like to do that. They got a 2017 Nissan Pathfinder Platinum. Was $29,998, now $28,928. Discounts like this on the certified pre-owns. But for those with a credit issue or two and you need a vehicle, go to Jack Ingram because they work with dozens of banks and financial partners so they can pretty much get anyone done on a vehicle. Just sit down with them and they'll work with you and get you the best possible interest rate on a loan. But that's how you do rebuild credit. In the meantime, you drive a vehicle that you know has been thoroughly vetted, and they have some great options. And in the other 10,000 category, there's several Volkswagen Jettas of varying prices and age. We did our research. When we got Janelle's first car, it was a Jetta, primarily because the safety ranks on it were just top, and they still are. So, and there's plenty of choices, even under $5,000 at jackingram.com, or stop by and see Tip and his great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and please tell them I said hi. Who's on the phone? Reggie.
Hey.
Hey, Reggie, what's up? Reggie?
Hey, Greg, thanks.
Reggie, we have a bad connection. Do me a favor, call us back in about 5 minutes. Because we got to get traffic and weather on, then we'll be back.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your afternoon traffic. And we see a lot of traffic moving in the downtown area and around the Air Force Base gate, so be careful. There's an accident on Madison Avenue at Lewis Street. That is right near Patterson Field, so be careful there. The Atlanta Highway also has an accident. Police should be cleaning that one up at Burbank. That's also a busy area. It's crowded out to Taylor Road and then Taylor Road out to Vaughn Road. If you're on the interstates, everything seems to be moving pretty well. We don't see any delays on I-65 or on I-85 this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Reggie got back to us quickly, so here he is, Reggie.
Hey. Greg.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm kind of backing up in your show today, but I want to talk to you about my Medicare plan.
Okay, what did you want to talk about specifically?
Well, I've got a plan through Blue Cross Blue Shield, yeah. And I'm on Medicare, of course. I'm 70 years old, and it's called a Blue Advantage Complete plan.
Mm-hmm.
The premium in Montgomery County and Tallapoosa County, where I live, is $0 per month, and you get A, B, C, and D coverage through that. And Blue Advantage is not the only one that carries this plan. United Healthcare, Humana, all have similar plans. I'm sorry?
So how do you get this coverage for no outlay, no cash outlay?
That's just the rates. It's a Blue Advantage plan. As I said, it takes the place of Medicare. And it's available to anyone on Medicare.
So you switch from Medicare to this?
That's correct.
And
it's through Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or any other major company.
What kind of, you have deductibles, copays?
I have $10 deductible and $10 copays on hospital and doctor visits.
Pretty good.
That's a pretty damn good deal. Why am I not hearing people mention this?
Well, I don't know. I've got my little paper here that Blue Cross sent me if you want a little brief recap of it.
Did you, you're retired now. Where did you work?
I owned a Torch 85 truck stop in Tuskegee on the Interstate 85.
Wow. Huh. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Okay. $0 copays, zero copays for eye exams. You get free eye exams.
Mm-hmm.
You get $100 a year in an eyewear allowance. Prescription drugs are covered. $100 deductible on prescription drugs. Zero copay for hearing exams.
Uh-huh.
It's a great plan. Let me tell you one other thing, if I can.
Yeah.
My wife had breast cancer about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And I had her on this plan. Over the period of about 6 months, we ran up about $430,000 in medical bills.
Uh-huh.
And my out-of-pocket expense was less than $1,000.
Wow.
I know you're probably skeptical of this, but look it up. Blue Advantage Complete.
All right. I appreciate that's up. Why haven't I heard about this?
Are you on Medicare?
No.
Right. Okay.
But I get my mailbox stuffed with stuff from...
Right.
ARP and all the rest of them,
I want to hear about the Musk era.
And everything that they send you is above and beyond what Medicare would provide. So Medicare on its own is not complete. I don't know how, I don't know how all this stuff works.
But seriously, I want to hear about the Musk era. We've been talking about old fads and fashions.
Yeah.
To me, Musk means just your normal BO. But I don't think that's what you mean.
No, it ain't. We'll come back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are in for an old-fashioned summer heat wave, even though it is only May. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 69. Tomorrow, we'll tack on a couple of degrees to our high temperature. More sunshine. High temperature up to about 96. That would tie a record. Then on Friday, I think we'll break a record with a high temperature up to about 97. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, upper 90s easy. Maybe 100 degrees. We can't rule that out. And I think record highs will be in jeopardy each one of those days. And no rain for the next several days well into next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life. Your goals. Your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union. 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number 1, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Memorial Day is upon us, and it's time to shop. Everything in the country is on sale. Lowest prices ever. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, yeah, we are having a really good Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds. Great pillows and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest Memorial Day sale since last year. We have just added Diamond Bed-in-the-Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous comfort and quality, and can ship anywhere in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After the previous conversation, we had to play this.
I used to do celebrities
smoking pot. And the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me. And I would do like, you know.
Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is Celebrity Smoking Pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed. I love this. The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying
me
to
more.
Remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
My sightly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it. It's damn good reefer. Yeah, the bud's on fire. The bud's on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur line battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife. Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm
going to
drop the Love Master and put in the pot repeater.
Do you do again. Floyd the Barber, too?
You do Aunt B?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Did we get a call from somebody who complained about that we were being sacrilegious?
Oh, a while ago on that one.
Yeah.
We've gotten complaints about that one.
Oh, we get
the first baseball game.
We were
Atheists have no songs.
We were sitting down at the thinking stoop for a moment. We were talking about memorable calls.
Oh, yeah.
And you brought up a couple I didn't hear because I can catch you until I get home, and then I have to be, you know, a father figure.
Well, some of these were like years ago when I would just like pop in and guest host for you.
Yeah.
Like, you took a day. And right when I was new, people, I guess, could smell blood in the water. Like, I would get just strange calls. Like, I hit all the bigotries, like, straight up racist. Like, and I'm not, it's not a dog whistle. I wasn't reading between the lines. It was just straight up racist. Anti-Semitic. I got a few of those.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a, it's an interesting job because most callers are fine. Most callers are, I mean, they're not always the most entertaining, but they're great. And good people just make it a point.
Yeah.
And then occasionally you get the crazy who calls in.
This Miguel?
Oh, yeah.
So you had somebody answering the phone, and they listed the name as Michael?
Michael. And then Michael, welcome to the program. He says, no, it's Miguel. I said, whatever you say, Michael.
And he was, what?
Something about the Jews in Israel aren't Jews.
Oh, okay.
Which, the tone didn't, I didn't expect some scholarly, you know, presentation of the idea.
Right.
It was not. And plus, you know, I was brand new. I was not ready to entertain that. So you just get off the phone.
So the Jews in Israel aren't Jews.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, we're waiting for enlightened people like that at 272-9228. Good Lord.
It's funny what you remember, though.
Yeah.
I remember the first ridiculous monologue I did, and I remember who allowed me to do it. You said you went and you told the buttery one, let's give this kid a shot. And you preempted Bortz for an hour. It was back when Neil Bortz would be after your show. I'd still miss that guy. I would listen to him driving home. He'd always start off with a story or some pithy comment. I liked Bortz a lot. And but I preempted him one night, and it was right after the State of the Union, and I talked about how buffalo wings were one of my favorite food groups, so to get through an Obama State of the Union, I was munching down on my wings, and I was wearing one of my favorite t-shirts, and he said something so outrageous, I dropped a wing mid-bite, and it stained my shirt. I want my shirt back, Obama! It was ridiculous.
Tonight, they're doing that live presentation of All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Lord.
I am in fact, I don't think I could DVR because I'm not going home. I'm going to Baumhauer's first.
Woody Harrelson's portraying Archie?
Yeah, I believe.
You know, I won't.
And they're doing, I guess, word for word, two original scripts from the first show.
And I won't knock Woody Harrelson. When he's in the right role, that guy's a fantastic actor. Very believable. Depends on what they do with it. It could be a huge dud. If it's good, though, I mean, it's not like I'm wishing them ill or anything.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm very familiar with both shows, The Jeffersons and All in the Family. And the episode from All in the Family they picked was pretty safe. It'll be interesting. Now, at first I thought Marisa Tomei is Edith Bunker.
She's too hot for that.
Yeah, even if they age her. Edith Bunker was about as asexual a person that has ever been, and for that matter, so is Archie Bunker. And every time, you know, people that sit and watch these live performances act like a bunch of trained seals. So whenever Archie and Edith would clap, you know, the crowd would, ooh, and they, you know,
right,
kind of egg it on a little bit.
Would you say
it was the unsexiest thing I've ever seen?
But would you agree that people are aging differently now?
Yes.
They're like 50 or 60 even, 70. Like you see some, especially these actors who can afford it, they don't look like a guy who was 60 in the 70s.
Right? I'm all for that. But you know, have you ever seen the commercial with the guy that does that where you hang upside down?
Yeah.
He's,
Isn't that to help decompress your back, though?
Yeah, but
I think that works.
Maybe it does. I don't know. But being upside down gives me a headache, so it has no appeal to
me.
Yeah,
it rushes blood to your skull. Yeah.
I think at the end of that commercial, he does this little hop and says, I'm 82 and I feel great. But he looks kind of awkward doing it. So, you know. Hey, anybody that has one of those, let us know if it really works.
No, I used to have one.
Oh, you did?
When we had the bigger place, my roommate had one that you could flip upside down. And if I had back issues, I would use
it. My whole idea is to stretch the spine
out. It works. It works pretty well. It makes you feel, it's not a silver bullet.
Nothing beats infusion.
Nothing beats infusion, which I went to this morning.
Oh, and you saw the ever so lovely?
And awesome Lori, yes.
And they're moving next week. I believe everything is still on for their move. Right across, infusion is going to be right across Taylor Road. You just take Winton Blunt Boulevard, where you would normally turn into Infusion now, and go to the east side, and it's right there. And that was, I have to give them a call. Maybe we'll get them on tomorrow for a few minutes, see how everything is going on schedule. But I was there Saturday, and I just stopped for some cryo myself, and it was great, but it was busy. And it's easy to see why they need the bigger facility, and I'm very happy about that, to be quite frank. We'll check traffic in a moment. I got a text message, not a text message, a Facebook message from somebody wanting to know, what's the name of that company that does the lawn care? I'm assuming you're talking about J&S Professional Landscaping. And they are excellent. And they do residences, but they also do businesses, industrial, and commercial properties as well. They don't maintain an office. So if you call their number, 202-8760, and you get